Okay, we are Resh and Aleph Siv Gimel, and you'll potentially hear the biggest cooler you'll ever hear in Hilchos Tzedakah right now. Those who come late lose the opportunity. No, actually, it's just something that's sort of too good to be true. We learned Siv Gimel last week. We learned the Seder of Kedima, and I'm going to go through today different pratim about the Seder Kedima. To sum up the Seder Kedima, we had three criteria. We had that there's a Karav Kedim criteria, the person is a closer relative. On that, the Gilya Masha wrote that it goes beside the Yerusha. So that was one point of Seder Kedima, it was Karav Kedim. The second one was Aniye Ircha, members of your city, and the Ramah brought that Yeshua Eretz Yisrael are like members of your city. And the third of the Seder Kedima was the Nechitzos, which we're going to have in Zion, how needy the person is. A more needy person should have Kedima. Those were the three, Kariv, Aniye Ircha, and the chitzos, the greater the need. That's what I just said. That says in the Shulchan Aruch. One minute. Does anybody Yerushalayim? In Sif Gimel, take a look at this. The second mechaber sort of it says Yashar Eretz Yisrael Kaygul Yashar Chutz Laretz. Well, that seems to be what the Mechaber is saying, that Yashar Eretz Yisrael, the language is Kaidmul Yashar Chutz Laretz, but the language actually in the Sifri is that it's included in the Yercha. It is that way. If you look in Pischei Tshuva Dalid, this is Eretz Yisrael, Pischei Tshuva Dalid says that the name of the Chassam Saifi, Yashar Yishalayim, Yashar Shari Yaretz Eretz Yisrael. So within Eretz Yisrael, there's Kedima to the Yashar Yishalayim. Again, there's Aniya Yercha before Aniya Yeracheres. Yashar Eretz Yisrael are like Aniya Yercha. Within Yashar Eretz Yisrael, Yashar Yishalayim have Kedima to Yashar Shar Yares of Eretz Yisrael.
Yashar Yishalayim should have Kedima over the people of your city then?
What's really right?
No, not over your own city.
If your city and Eretz Yisrael are equivalent.
Okay, within your own city, within your own city, the Shachin is the closer Shachin, the closer the Kariv, and your Yerushalayim is closer than
Shachin.
That's an old question. What's Yerushalayim? So Rav Tukutsinsky waged a futile battle. Rav Tukutsinsky wrote in his calendar for years regarding Purim, he wrote that Eretz Yisrael, Yerushalayim is only the old city and those who can see the old city. And Rav Zevin in his Ma'adim Baloch, Rav Zevin himself is not in this world already 45 years. Rav Zevin writes that he doesn't know Rav Kaczynski, he's not printing it. Everybody wants to be part of Yerushalayim. So even if you live in Har Nof, which is far away, barely walking distance from the old city, you know, so you still consider yourself part of Yerushalayim. So Eretz Yisrael, they were not makabel that they're not part of Eretz Yisrael, because they hold their part. They're part of Yerushalayim, rather. Yeah.
How does it work? Does it have $100 you give it to the spread it out?
Okay, so we're going to talk about how Kedima works. I mentioned last week that Rav Moshe is of the opinion that the Seder Kedima is only for the Kufa Shel Tzedakah. A Yachid has Tovas Hanoah, and he can do whatever he wants. He can give to whoever he likes. Now, there is a Yisayid in the Chachmas Adam. Chachmas Adam in Kuf Mem Hei Sif Aleph, right in the beginning of these halachas, writes, his language is Ra'isi B'Sefer Kadmai, Shachia Shachachti M'Kadmai. He says, I saw an old Sefer, I forgot where. Now, the fact that he saw it and forgot where is irrelevant, because he saw a lot of things and he didn't forget where. He didn't necessarily put them in the Chachmas Adam. The fact that he put it in is significant. He says, now we talk about relatives or shcheinim, it really means somebody you have interaction with. You could have a neighbor and you barely ever see him, you say good morning and that's it. You have somebody else who's a friend, So he says it really means the kedima to friends, to somebody who's olav etzlai. We find throughout Mishlei references to a chashivas of friends, of people that are toiv shachin karev me'ach rochayk, Shlomo HaMelech says. So friendships are something that that are considered significant. Ahavas Reiv is considered a significant thing. And really what he says in Chachmas Adam is that there is such a thing as kedima to people who are close to your heart, who are chashiv to you. Now, I should mention that the Michsa Lazar in Chelek Dal Tshuva Ches, the Tshuva I'm going to quote later, mentions this as well, the idea of Ahuvim being close. Now, the big kula here is Shach Dalid. Now this, you can go to the bank with this. You'll never have to give tzedakah again. It says in the Bechaber, Adaisin Labanav of Daisav HaGadoylim, Sheinachai B'mneisayim. If you give to a child, certainly a grandchild, who you're not obligated to support, so that's tzedakah. That's tzedakah. And Shach Dalid says as soon as they're over 6 years old. So from the seventh birthday and on, whatever you give your children, and your grandchildren, could count for tzedakah. So Yidarcha Shulcha writes on this, and Kain Lo Yishoya Pruta Lo'ani. The Yidarcha Shulcha Reshem Tev. You're having a good day, right? Okay, yeah. So it's just an unbelievable Shach, the way the Shach just says him. Over 6 years old, the priest says six is la bichlal, so 6 years have to give. After 6 years old, so you need to. So I don't know. It's too much of a chiddush. So I'd like to tell you first of all, the Taz in the beginning of Hilchas Tzedakah, in Resh Mem Tes, it's the Taz there writes on the first page in the beginning, just writes it as a pella. He says. In the second line, third line, Teda. He's proving whatever he's saying there. So Gaba Mesha Adam Zon Bonav Aktanim Amina Beperik Narish and Espata Haba Bechal Eis Yisdaka Bechal Eis. It has that something a person gives his children that are over 6 years old. The Gemara calls it Oisei Tzedaka Bechal Eis. You're doing tzedaka all the time. Mechisaka Daita Shiyetsi Adam Eisi Shalai Lazon Bonav Aktanim. Then he have Amina. He's trying to prove that when the Gemara calls something tzedakah and lashon avagadita, it's not, you can't go to the bank with it, you know, it's not like that. There's a lashon tmiya. You think someone gives bun of ketanim that such a thing could be counted? So he says that it's a davar pella. Why not? Okay, so let me give you a few reasons, perhaps why not. Rav Meisha, Nigris Meisha, I've been quoting. The first chelak yaradei at Tshuva Kuf Mem Dalid, where he says a lot of yisaidis. This one is in Kuf Mem Gimel. He says that as part of yoksuba, Amin is mechuyiv to provide food for archi uparchi. The lashon, the gemara ksuba says archi uparchi. Archi uparchi means guests. If a man says to his wife, "We're not having any guests. I'm not paying for guests. You want guests, you pay for it." So part of the ksuba is that Amin is mechuyiv to treat his wife, committing Gavrin Yehudain. And the Gemara says, normal archi uparchi, normal archim who come or pass through, Yemuchim to give in the normal manner of committing Gavrin Yehudain. So, Ramay Sharaif, that certainly includes your kids. It's certainly the minig hamakim to support children over 6 years old, sometimes over 20 years old too. And Ramay Sharaif, Yechuyim Mechuyim al Ksuba. Now, in Rav Meisha, that would only apply to a married man. If once someone's divorced, he'd be allowed to support his ketanim. Rav Meisha's taina would apply only as long as the ksuba is enforced. The Chidah, in the Berkei Yosef here, writes that, in general, a person is mechuyev to support his children, like the Minhag HaMalkim. In Evin Ezer, in Siman Ayin Hey, the Gemara says, the Shulchan Aruch says such a thing, that a person is mechuyev to support his children when they get older, not as the din of till 6 years old, but as part of takanas usha. It's not clear in the Gemara and Ksubis if it is part of takanas usha or not. But Yosef also says not to rely on the shach. So the shach says it. Im kol zeh, it's not pasha with pasuk like the shach. There's an incredible stifler in the end of Sukkah. I don't remember if I mentioned this in past weeks. This is what?
Maybe, but at least it should be considered against you, not your usable income. Like tax.
You mean you should take it off the Karen? Take it off your Karen. Not really, because if you're obligated in something, do you deduct what you spend on a lulav? When you're required to buy a lulav or matzah, you're going to deduct
that. For a different reason, it's inherent in making money, you know? Isn't that the reason?
Tax, yeah, taxes you never got. It's not optional. Here. Look, the ksuba, you have to support your wife. You're going to take that off your principal before Meiser. You're not got much left. Who spends money, you know? It's like the wife spends the money and the husband needs a dollar for a drink in the middle of the day. That's well, the Gemara ksubas. The Gemara ksubas says, so Gemara asks, why six? The Gemara says that until 6 years old, it's funny, the Gemara brings in a Gemara in halacha in Erevin, that if a man makes an Erev in one direction, his wife makes it in another direction, one Shabbos, a man wants to go to a drush, he makes an Erev. His wife is not interested, she's home. So it says a child up till six is included in his wife's Erev, and after six is included in the husband's Erev. So why? Because up to six, he's a baby in the house that the mother takes care of. So the Gemara says from there, that until six, you see, you have to support, it's the mother feeding him. If the six,
how the child knows six, it's not the dolim.
From the Gemara, the Mechaber says the word gedaylim, which would be shloish esrei. Yeah, the shach still says six.
How?
I don't know. You got to ask the shach. I don't know. He's still a baby. Yeah, what should I tell you? They're babies. I don't know what to tell you. It's a shach. Sometimes people call me with a shayla. I tell them that I feel disappointed with what I tell them. I say, you know, I'm sorry, I don't write the rules, I just report them. You know, I'm not I'm telling you, it's a shayla. It's a mitzvah chinuch. Some of you can't spend maisa money on mitzvahs. I want to read to you a stipler. It's also Rebbe Chanan. Listen to this. Now this is to be machmir like the shach. Till now the shach is a kula. Listen to this. So Gemara in Sukkah says Leleima Inish Liyanuka Yahavna L'chamidi V'la Yahavlai. The Sukkah Menvav. You shouldn't tell somebody I'll give you something and don't give it to him. Mishum Dasi like Murei Shikra. You're teaching him to lie. So Bechanan asks, why didn't you like Murei Shikra? A child is an ani. And by aniyim we say Amira L'gvaya K'misira L'hedyit. By an ani we say, we're going to have it later in the end of Reish Nilches, that Amir Tzedakah is binding. So he says every cotton has a din of an ani. So Rabbi Chanan answers, we're talking because there might be a child who inherited a big Yerusha, he has tons of money. So for such a child, it says like Murei Shikra. But Rachinami, a regular child who's over 6 years old, has a din ani. And this is a chumra like the shach. He has din ani, that you say, you're going to give him something. It's binding on him. It's binding on the person who gives. So that's Rabbi Chanan. The stipler here has a nice shtickle about an ani who has someone supporting him. An ani that has someone that's supporting him. What's a 7-year-old, an 8-year-old? An ani who has somebody that's just supporting him regularly. He says, Tzedakah is only day masari eshiyach salai. There's nothing missing. His parents are supporting him. So that's the stipler's take, which I think we all can identify with. But he says, still, it's an afkamina. Hecha yadinan she'en ha'av maspik tzrach of ka'egin. In a place where a father is not, the machmas anios, a machmas kilos, whether because he doesn't have the money or because he's stingy. He says, vada yesh bay mitzvah tzedakah li'tein li'dei masayray. If he said, tamid v'nei yeshiva, afa b'she'em lehem yishim lehem shalem kolom, kol zman your name is tzedarim, al pian holos yeshiva, edei ha'hayrim, ain't sham chiyav tzedakah. Miyum ain't lam sipuka. Yikabem mitzvah tzedakah. So at least in theory, it's possible to have a child who has a din ani. You have to be careful what you promise a child. You promise something to a child could be a binding thing in hilchot tzedakah. It's a chiddush gadol. Anyway, this is the shach. I don't suppose that the minhag was to rely on the shach. but that's the shach.
What's
okay. So Dina de Malchusa L'chayru would obligate the person. Ramesh of a different shuv about tuition says, since if you're not going to give, you're not going to send your child to yeshiva, the government's going to send it to public school, so you're mechuyev to send to yeshiva, you can't take it off to daka. So the same thing applies to, what does the government force you to give? How much food? You have to buy him ice cream. So
the
machzor requires the ice cream, but then it's tzedakah. Then it's tzedakah.
No, I meant that the government requires the machzor. So
does the government require the machzor?
Basically,
so I want to give my children just bread and yesterday's bread. I'll get in the bakery. I'll buy yesterday's bread and some canned fish. What? Ramesh said that you can't deduct tuition because the government forces you to send to school.
Even for girls?
Because you cannot. Even for girls. Grandchildren is different. Summer camp for sure. What? So Ramesh writes, he said, now I sent to public school, so you believe about that. That's Ramesh writes. Have I shared the past? Rapam said that once they reach an age of Gemara, says Shulchan Aruch in the Chas Tam HaTorah we had, that Chumash, you mechuyev to hire a Rebbe for him. Gemara, you're not mechuyev to pay for a Rebbe, you teach him when you have time. So Rapam used to say that once a child reaches Gemara, you can take her off tzedakah. The amount that's for Limud HaGemara that you could take.
Summer camp is okay. By law is equivalent to child care, and they require it. Child support,
but people have a child at home, you keep them home. You don't have to send to camp. Okay, one more shaila in this sif.
Two more things.
You know about Maisa, this whole thing. The shaila, whether you can give everything to Krivim. Somebody wants to give all of his money to Krivim. Is that okay? It's not okay. I suppose it's Yaitza. The question is it proper? Someone is a shayla. Look, it says in Shulchan Aruch, Krivim come first. I have a karv who's an ani. What do I do? Is it right for me to give all my tzedakah money to a karv? So here we have a very strange combination. When you listen to the two sides on the shayla, it's very hard to fathom. A look at Gra Dalid. Gra Dalid brings a sifri. Achicha ze achicha meivecha, biyechar achicha ze achicha meimecha, lam shavicha meivecha, meivicha kaidim lachicha meimecha, bachat sherecha malam anche ircha kaidmin, lanche erach eretz, be'eretz yaitu eretz yisrael kaibul yashichos laretz, so Sifri really is like, you're right, so it seems to say on the Yercha is before Eretz Yisrael. It seems to put on the Yercha, then on the Eretz Yisrael. You're right, okay. Ubetonet ve'eliyo, reish perach of zayim, ha'peros l'ra'iv lachmecha, m'sarcha lo'i tisalim, okay, so now listen to this. Elim yesh la'adam mezaynis m'sarch be'isai, u'mavakish la'asmem tzedaka, k'day shi'afarnis acherim mishalai, k'efil yaseh. Now listen to the language. B'tchila yefarnes es ove v'imai. Im ha'yser yefarnes achiv achiyosav. Im ha'yser yefarnes b'nei mishpachtai. Im ha'yser yefarnes b'nei shichuntai. Im ha'yser yefarnes b'nei mavi shalai. Kam ve'eluch yar b'tzidokim shar b'nei Yisrael. Listen to the lashon. Feed your relatives. Im ha'yser, if you have leftovers, feed your neighbors. Im ha'yser, it's very clear the gross tzor ve'elio that you're not only allowed to, you're supposed to give all your money to your craving. If you have a choice, it seems that you're supposed to give all your money to your kriven first. And im haiser, if you have leftovers, then you give to others. So the Gra is saying it beferish, it's really more than a Gra, it's a Gra according to Tanit Ve'aliyo, that's saying such an idea. So we have now, I told you, we're going to try to match up the sides in this argument. So first we have the Gra. Then, if you look, those of you who have Reish Dun Zayin don't have a Shulchan Aruch. Reish Dun Zayin Sif Tes. It says the following: Lo yitein adam kol tzit kaisav lo ani echad bulvad. You should not give all your tzedakah to one ani. That's the Shulchan Aruch and Reish Dun Zayin Sif Tes. They copy the first test, don't have it. right? Don't give all your tzedakah to one ani. It's a Gemara. Gemara says it about Shumas Maisus. You shouldn't give it all to one kayin. The Gemara calls it machrivei ha'olam. Those who give all their truma to one kayin, so you know the popular kayin, I'm going to get all the money. Zok the shach laniach abulvad.
Which shach?
Shach yutes. Or oi lekarav echad laniach shach raven. Don't give it all to one kariv and abandon the other kariv. Seems clear from the shach, like the gra, that you give your kariv, you can give straight kariv. Says don't give it all to one kariv if you have other kariv to give to. But it seems pretty clear from the shach that if the kariv use up all your money, there's no mitzvah to give anywhere else. Now you have your shach and a gra. There's not much else to talk about in halacha and yerdeya. You have the shach and the gra. Who's gonna come afterwards to argue? What's interesting is that the more recent Gedolim disagree with this. Darach HaShulchan in the beginning of Resh Mem Tes is very strong about it. I read you then a few Arach HaShulchans. He talks about the Anios in Litta. And he says that if you're going to go with such a din that you give your kriven everything, so somebody who doesn't have a rich relative is not going to get any money. Because every rich person has relatives that need money. And nobody else is going to get anything. He says the lashon that chalila to say such a thing. Rav Moshe and Igros Moshe in Tshuva Kuf Mem Dalet, and that Tshuva we've quoted numerous times, says you give matana chashuva to the kraivim, and give the rest to non-kraivim. He said such a lashon, give a chashuva amount to kraivim, and give the rest to others. He says that Siman Reish Nozai is a Gemara. It says Machrivei Ha'ilam, people who give all their money just to one person or limit it. Because of Machrivei Ha'ilam. The Stipler in Krainet Igrisa, also in the first volume, I think it's Letter Kufay and Beis, also says that give your Kraivim. He says, V'altanach Yad Yadcha, Mikol HaMaistis, don't, how can you have a Maistis go on? You don't give it something. So the more recent Gedolim, the Chassalaz also writes either a half or two thirds to Kraivim and the rest to non Kraivim. So it's interesting that you have the Shach and the Gra who say to give it all to Kraivim. And then you have the more recent Achrayim who just, without bringing the Gra, without bringing the Shach, they just say that Karav Kaidim doesn't mean everything.
Now, they used to have a pot, the city had a pot, and people used to give for that anyway.
The Kupa.
So they would give them, say, maybe in older
days. Well, there were two parts. There was a part that you were obligated to give.
Right.
So you had no choice.
So in the older times, they had the Kupa. All the other
Niyam. You see, Yaitza, the other Niyam with the Kupa.
Now there's no Kupa, so okay. Maybe now
the Kupa's buckled a very long time. Maybe that'll answer it. That you give the Kupa, and then you give whatever's left to the Gra, the Gra, the Shasa.
So they
say it's that is no, the Kupa's buckled already 150 years. What? Therefore, what?
So we have more need for the
outside.
Okay.
But the Kupa existed previously. So. At any rate, this is the I don't know, fascinating. I'd love to give $100,000 nice of money. I'm looking forward. So you have to know, Tevis HaNoah is yours. You can give what you want, the Tevis HaNoah is yours. This is the Seder, it's a mitzvah to do it in this order. Someone feels... No. You don't have to pay off someone's mortgage, because normal people carry a mortgage. So why would you pay off a mortgage? It's not, that's not an ani. Parnassas Atzmai are the things he needs to live, day to day, to live, what he needs to live. Well, you know what you need to live, right? What you need to live. All the expenses that he needs to live. That goes first. Yeah.
Even if I want luxury.
No. When a person needs to live. Luxury, de maser shiyasalai, we said, is only... That's only a kupas at stock, if it remained, or Ramah said... We had that in the Ramah in Resh Nun. Ramah said that a yachid doesn't have to give de maser shiyasalai. What?
Or
what?
Or
Among Krivim, it's a Karav Kaidim. The Kedima to Yerusha is Kaidim, that's what it says. It's interesting, it says that your wife's relatives have come after your relatives. That's the Sifri. That, I don't know how your wife is going to take to it, but as I should say. Okay. I don't know. Okay, just quickly, Pischei Tshuva Bey says Krayve Yishtai is after Krayve Yatzmai, and Pischei Tshuva Gimel says Bnei Iray Afila Amei Yaretz Kaidmin Laniyah Yeracheres, that within your city the Kedim of Talmidei Chachamim doesn't apply, and Pischei Tshuva Dalet is the Kedim of Yerushalayim. These are some of the rules. Now, I think that anybody who's read any of the history of Eretz Yisrael knows that the minhag in Eretz Yisrael, specifically Yerushalayim, for centuries, was that there was a chalukah in Yerushalayim. People in Yerushalayim had no parnasa. That was the Seder Hadvarim, and some things, you know, the more they change, the more they stay the same. That Eretz Yisrael was always a hard place, parnasa-wise. The minig was, and I'd like to tell you, I discovered the origin for it. The minig was that people who had a community, members of their community, moved to Eretz Yisrael, the people of that city would see it as their obligation to support the members of their city that lived there. That's why you have the old neighborhoods, Batei Varsha, because from Warsaw they supported their people there. Batei Ungarin were people who moved from Ungarin, etc. There's a neighborhood, what is it, three cities, an abbreviation of three cities. One of the neighborhoods. Some of the neighborhoods there are named after that. And that was always seen as an obligation. Davni Nezer in the Tshuva writes, it's a key of Mitzvah Yish of Eretz Yisrael to support people in Eretz Yisrael. So Mamela, in the city, there were representatives, so to speak, who lived there, and they did it. This is a Tshuva, it's interesting, it's in Michas HaLazar, not hardly a Litvisha source, in Chelek Dalet Tshuva Ches. So he brings something that I don't recall ever seeing, a letter from Chaim Volozhin. He says, this letter from Chaim Volozhin has printed in Shailas V'Tshuvas Magine Eretz Yisrael. I don't know if you're familiar with the Sefer, I'm not. It says to Magine Eretz Yisrael, sounds like Tshuvas have to do with Eretz Yisrael. And he writes that Rav Chaim Volozhin was set up, his Lashon is, Adifus La'anche HaMedina Shiyash Risham Beretz HaKodesh Shiyash Lam Din Aniye Ircha V'Gam Din Aniye Eretz HaKodesh. So Rav Chaim Volozhin said the mitzvah of Aniyah Yircha extends. Now, if someone lives in your city and he moves to Chicago, he's not Aniyah Yircha anymore. He's not Havamina. He's not Aniyah Yircha only when he lives in your city. So Rav Chaim Volozhin has said that when he moves to Eretz Yisrael, he has a din of Aniyah Yircha and Aniyah Eretz Yisrael. V'zeh l'shoyin Rav Chaim Volozhin ki achrei shumuda azayis ha'maforshim Beforesim, Shehasvardim, Meishchin Yedeya Mikol V'Kol. The Svardim were the Yoshvei Yerushalayim. For centuries, I once told the story many times about the fact that Ashkenazim had to move out of Yerushalayim. The Svardim lived there until the Kesar reinstituted it. Anyway, he said the Svardim Doichenoi Samalan Shemedina Seinu. They tell the Ashkenazim who come, what do you want? Don't take from our Kupa. You go take from your cities. Kuliyam amaydim sheim nekriya aniyah yireinu af moha yoshim bamidbar. Hoysho brochlam oid badmas ha-kodesh v'yoshim ha-toyra v'lechem tzar v'mayim lachatz yeshom tati l'tivusa yukav niyera kodesh gam aniyah yireinu. So here it just seems Rechaim Volozhin has set up such an idea, such a chalukah. That was the chalukah all the years. Every city had. When today they have tzedakah Remeya Balanes, the word Remeya Balanes, Kupas Remeya Balanes, in Tshuvas Svarim, refers to money that's sent to Eretz Yisrael. There are Tshuvas, the Avni Nez and Yana Tshuva has a Shaila. If you don't know this, you can't read the Tshuva. It says you have money in the Kupas Remeya Balanes, the Shaila is, am I allowed to borrow it and pay it back? So the Shaila is, because people had a box in their house, Kupas Remeya Balanes, that meant for the Chalukah in Eretz Yisrael, and you put in your money there, and once a year the city collected its money and they sent it to Yerushalayim, maybe to other cities in Israel too, I don't know. But Yerushalayim was a famous thing, that there was a chalukah, there was a gabbai, and he would be in charge of the chalukah to the aniyim of those who came in whatever city that he was in charge of. So this is the Michas Alaz. Today, Rabbi Balnes is just a commercial name for tzedakahs.
Who is specific?
Who is? It refers to the Gemara that says Rabbi created Nisim. Yeah, called the Meir Aneini. So you know your promise school is the original school of promise. So called the Meir Aneini. Yeah, so that's just a commercial name. It has nothing to do with your city. I'm not doing your city. Sure, they were kailim for their people. What do you mean?
No.
The Talmidei Agro moved there were his friends. How do you know how they were supported? I don't know how they were supported. No, what are you talking about? That's how the Agro went to jail. The Agro went to jail to send money to Eretz Yisrael. When the Chassidim wanted to tell on him, the Turks were in charge of Eretz Yisrael. It was a crime to send money to Eretz Yisrael. The Agro, the Chassidim threw the Agro in jail. They were megala that he was sending money to Eretz Yisrael. That's how he was thrown to jail. So anyway, that's the.
What's the shaila? Can you borrow from the scooper?
So his shaila, it's a fascinating tshuva, Avni Nezer, whether a pushka is a cheshmishvat shaila. The Gemara says, Kalim shal kaina v'shus makna mahu. A keli is kaina like your rishus. So the question is, Kalim shal kaina v'shus makna, the Gemara is a shaila if you kaina. So the question is, when you put money in a pushka, it's tzedakah kaina the money, or it's your money with a promise to give it. That's Avni Nezer's nidain. And it happens to be in the Ribbis books, it says to it loans. I bring a number of Marma Kaimis that dealt with the Shaila about the pushka. As a matter of fact, back in Sefer Malachim, when the first pushkais was set up in the Beis HaMikdash, the first pushka ever, I gave a shir entitled Pushkas, and I mentioned this whole machlokes. Surprised you don't remember, it was only about 15 years ago. You do remember, okay. See that. You've been borrowing from the Pushkas since then, right?
Is tzedakah holding money?
What?
Tzedakah holding money, can another mason borrow?
So that we're going to get to. A bad loan you certainly can't make. It has to be a good loan. But lending money to a mason is a bad loan. If there's no personal guarantee. Okay. Guarantee. So we're gonna learn about it. It depends. We're gonna learn about Mishan Mitzdakal at Stakan. Actually Liad Gizbar, you're allowed to lend it. Actually Mishabal Yad Gizbar is a
that's a semi pushka, you can't take out money to borrow from the pushka to the bank.
It depends who owns the pushka. If you own the pushka, there's no shaila.
What do you mean you own the pushka? You have a pushka from a mice today.
If the mice is sent it to you, so that's the shaila. Kel Shakina Pushus Makna. You probably could put in a check because you're gonna send the check anyway. So you can switch it to a check, or you can do it al tanai in the first place. If you're always borrowing from there, so it's a memel al tanai. Okay, we're gonna. Yeah, mustama means if there's money in the checking account. Okay, let's move on to Sif Dalit. All right, so these are the dinim of say the kedima. I told you at the outset that there are within the many simanim a handful of yisaidis to kasifim. The sif about this sif and Ben Asairai and Amaiser, which are more, and then the Apratim. Sif Dalid, Kaifin Ha'av, Lozun B'nai Oni, where you can force a man to feed his child who's an Oni, Afilu Hu Gadol, Kaifin Oisi Yosef Mishar Hashim Shabir, V'chein Shakraidim. So this sif is a chiddish. The sif here is that to say the Kedima is a chiyuv gomor on which a person could be kaifa, and this seems to contradict Igros Maisha. Maisha says the Teva Sanoa is his, the Teva Sanoa is up to the person himself, and here it says that you could be kaifa, and maybe this is talking when the city has a kupa in defeating someone. So within the kupa's authority to be kaifa, they give kfiyah first to the people they want. Mechai Kanievsky in Derech Amuna brings this mechaber as a raya, not like Rav Moshe. Since it says kaifin, you see the Seder Kedima is more of a din than it seems. However, it's not so pashut. The Ramah, one second. The Mechaber says we force to give a karev. Now the Ramah says, Chen Shak Raiden. This says, Ayin Lekamon, Reish Nun Zayin Sifyot. So usually we don't bother. But they will bother. Reish Nun Zayin Sifyot. Sif. You have Sif Ches in your print. Alright, so let's look at both Yud and Ches. Because they both have a Shaychis. In Sif Ches, it stims. Sif Ches, there's a big difference in the Ramayana and Sif Ches and Sif Yud. Sif Ches fits, and Sif Yud seems not to fit. Sif Ches is only Shiesh like Kravim Ashirim, Shiachel Lefarnasai, in Agabi Yerchayav Lefarnasai. He says that if somebody has Kravim, dump it on the Kravim, and don't dump it on anybody, on the city. However, if he meant Sif Yud, then it's a totally different story. The Sif Yud, the Ramah says, Dafka Gabai, Avo Kol Echad Mutin Litein Stoka Shaloi, Oy Maisa Shaloi, Lemisha Yurtsa Mekraiva. Vem Kaid Mekomash Nizbar La Reshna Malav. The Ramah there seems to argue with the Mechaber, and he says, pretty much what Ramesha says on his own, is that a person could give Lemisha Yurtsa, even though there's a Seder Kraivim. So I don't know. I don't know what to say. It's not clear if the Ramah is arguing with this Mechaber or not. The Gersa is probably supposed to be Sifyud, because the Ramah there seems to contradict this Ramah. Sifches stims with the Mechaber, and there's no reason for the Ramah to send us there.
A general question. Can you, that person, let's say, needs $500 that particular day, can you give him more?
You can give him for a year. You can give somebody who's going to need money up to a year, you could give him. We know that from the 200 dinar of the Shiranios, which is a year's support. Right? So if somebody, if he has income, so it means.
He doesn't have a year's support saved up.
Yeah. We said earlier, if he has a steady income, so he doesn't have to have it saved up. If he has a steady income, he has an income. If he has no income, then up to a year.
So, if
it's 199, you can give a lot in one shot.
Nothing. So the same thing, if he has zero, he could give a million.
It didn't seem that way. If it says that by Dina Oni, earlier we had, it didn't seem that way. Fine. We had earlier a lashon near the beginning that was not mashman that way. I mentioned it when we started. Okay. Whenever I look at it under pressure, I don't find it. When it's not under pressure, I also don't always find it. But anyway. Okay, let's go to Sifhei. The Sifhei itself is easy. The question of endowments, of giving money as an endowment, is a Rabbi Kiva Eiger and a Pesachei Tshuva here. We have to learn the Shulchan Aruch, which is relatively easy to get to this Shaili. An endowment is what they call the Keren Kayemes. Amount of money that a person gives to a tzedakah, says, I don't want you to touch the Keren. I only want you to give from the interest or the profits that come from it. So let's go to Sifhei and we'll see how far that goes. Sifhei, Mishanasim Mamin Legabon LeTzedakah. Now Mechaber is not talking about endowments. He's talking in general about giving tzedakah and telling the Gabbai what to do with it. So the Shulchan Aruch makes the following chilek. Mishanasim Mamin Legabon LeTzedakah. Once you gave the money to the Gabbai, Ein Loi V'lo LeYarshav Shum Koyach Bohem. V'Kahal Yasu Atoy Beri Elokim V'Adam. If you give money to a tzedakah, once you let go of it, you can't tell them, use it for him, it's gone. Avol kaidim shabol, I'll get that. Avol kaidim shabol yad gabai. Before you handed it to the gabai, im no that tzedakah stam, even if you already pledged the money, and you pledged it stam, still, noistim lekroivim aniyim, doim din daitai dekavanosai lekroivav. certainly if he says so beferish, we can estimate who he meant to give it to. Maybe he said he's giving it to the kupa, so he goes to the kupa. But if he said I'm going to give tzedakah, so then we estimate who he wanted it to give it to. The Shah said this is only if he died afterwards. Someone died. We try to estimate who he would have wanted to give it to, and we give it to his kravim. The davkim hayolai kravim ani b'shas haneder hayolai ashirim oz. When he made his neder, they were wealthy. The handu, and then they became poor. Ain noisim lahem chazem b'paisa stuck alavad. Av b'paisa stuck in b'nei ira yadas b'nei oyer no dar v'em yasam ashir. So if he's giving to the kupa of the city, so he's giving to the kupa of the city. But Stami said, I'm going to give $1,000 to Adiyim, and then he dies, or becomes incapacitated, or he gives it to the Gabbai and leaves. So we assume his das is to give to the Kroivim Adiyim, who are Adiyim at the time of his neder. So if at the time of his neder, he said it, or he meant it, that counts. That itself is not a very big chiddush. The umdana is when people create a foundation and put money into it, is that it's not necessarily tzedakah. It's a way to get around certain laws and hopefully stay within the laws and have tevas hanah from it. Most foundation money, people have tevas hanah. What?
Right. When you give it away, you have control, and as you win, it's not immediate. It's just take it off the
okay.
Sorry. From the foundation.
The issue of foundations is, I'm going to get to the today, most people create foundations for personal benefit, not for charitable reasons. There are people who create for charitable reasons. Most people
have a charitable foundation.
Charitable foundations are created for personal benefit most of the time. Between me and you, this is not public knowledge, of course. But no, you can't assume there's somebody money a foundation, he dies, he meant this to go to tzedakah. It's just not the mitzvah is today. It's just not the way it is. So, if somebody really wants to create a kupa, tzedakah kupa, then it could be it is that way. But most people.
Only that comes out that year.
What?
Only that comes out. Some of us about the foundation.
No, I know all the laws. I'm not. I'm just saying that there's no umdana that someone in our century, someone in the United States, creates a foundation. There's no assumption he meant to give it to tzedakah. It is that way. You agree? No assumption. Hopefully he'll give something to tzedakah. All right, now about endowments. The shaila is this. Somebody takes $1 million. And he comes over and he says, listen, in my will, or lav dafka in my will, I want to give $1 million, create an endowment, and you're the gabbai, and I only want you to use the interest for it. Now, you can have a shaila, if I give him my word, maybe that itself is binding. Let's even say I didn't give him my word. He left a will, and in the will it says, I'm leaving this money for an endowment, and Pliny ben Pliny should be the gabbai. I don't want him to ever have the endowment now is $1 million, should never go under $1 million. Whatever interest comes in or profit comes in goes to tzedakah. And the question is whether the person is bound by this command. Are you bound? Now, before we look at Rabbi Akiva Eger, what is it tzedakah? Are you bound by it or you're not? Halachically, are you bound by it? The rule is when a man dies, he doesn't own it anymore. A man dies. He doesn't own his things. So here's the hard question. Who owns this endowment money? Who's the owner of it? Somebody has to own it. A dead man presumably can't own anything. His yarshim, he didn't leave it to his yarshim. Right? Assuming that he did a proper hischaivus to create, to get it away from his yarshim. Doesn't belong to the gabbai. Gabbai doesn't own it. Doesn't belong to the Aniyim. Aniyim, could the Aniyim raid it and just take the whole $1 million? I don't think so. So the Gemara says mitzvah l'kayim divrei emes. We pass on it like Taisus. Taisus says mitzvah l'kayim divrei emes. I'm talking about chayshu mishpat, that it's enforceable. Mitzvah l'kayim divrei emes is only when it's biyad shalish, which usually it is. If it's in an account and there's a beneficiary that's named, a trust, or then there's mitzvah kind of divrei. Api chayshu mishpat falls into the trust. The question then becomes, who's the bailim of the trust? So it's a very, very difficult question if you want to deal with it technically. Let's look at Rabbi Akiva Eger. I'll tell you that this Rabbi Akiva Eger, to my knowledge, everyone agrees with. It's marit. Everyone agrees with it. Bischei Tshuva brings. And the question is only how to apply it. Let's look at Rabbi Akiva Eiger. The second one on the page. Mishadasin mamin legaboyim. Im nasin vihigdish sak yadua. Shiyah hakeren lo'olam kayemes. He wants to create an eternal. Nothing's eternal. You all know that. Nothing's forever. All wars have changed everything. The most fascinating part of Herzl's biography is that when Herzl died as a young man at the Zionist Congress, they raised money for him. And they encouraged his widow to put the money into the Jewish National Fund. And they pay interest. That's the precursor to Israeli bonds. And they pay. And she said that it's too risky, the Jewish National Fund. She's going to put it in bonds from the Austro-Hungarian Empire. She put all the bonds and money from the Austro-Hungarian Empire. Within a decade, they were worth nothing. You know, World War One came and wiped it all out. What happened? Portfolio diversification. The truth is, the Gemara says you should diversify. Gemara says you have shlish bekarka. Yeah. So it's a little hard to diversify. We tried to divide up $300, you know, $100 in real estate. And back to Rabbi Akiva Eiger. Shayah yahakeren loylam kayemes lite meharavachim kach lishana l'pleini u'pleini aniyim, to give every year kach l'kach from the profit to pleini u'pleini aniyim, even name the aniyim. Im ein haravachim maspik kidesi pukam. If there's not enough profit to cover their needs, afilahachi ein litein lohem yaiser, don't give them more. You have to follow the instructions. Vein zedayv lahi dechashem mishpat. Period. Vein shuvas marit. The marit is the source for this rule. The marit says that you have to follow the instructions in the case of an endowment, and that's the the endowment exists. The halacha is easy. The lumdis is very difficult, and there are a number of nafkaminis in the lumdis, and I'd like to try to share with you a little bit of what I found on the topic. The question, lemaisa, is the following. Let's say a man left an endowment.
This endowment, can you
make
the
stock of
money also? You're taking lemaisa money, put it
into. Oh, so I want to talk about that in 1 second. That's a good question. I want to talk about that. I'm going to go beseder. So a man left an endowment. What's the nidai? So Rikivag says you have to follow his instructions. Not so hard. You open up an account. I don't know. You got to do it wisely. Open an account. You put it $250,000 per bank and covered by the faith of the United States government. We all know the U.S. government is going to last forever until the Mashiach comes. No question about it. We know we're just as positive as they were sure the Tsar would last forever. And the Austro-Hungarian Empire would last forever, right? We're also positive. So the issue is the following shailas are dealt with. Number one, Lady Behuda was asked whether the Yarshim could choose the tzedakas. Now, if he said this and this tzedakah, so it's clear. Let's say he just said, I want you to give from the prophets to yeshivas, or taniyim. He left said something. There's an ability to choose which yeshiva, which aniyim. So the question that was asked is whether the Yarshim could say, we Yarshim, the Taimah Sanah, we Yarshim. The money was our father's, it's true, it was an endowment, but it was my father's endowment, he was the Bailam, and we Yarshim it. So the Rebbe Yehuda is done, and this is in Tinyana Tshuva Nun Aleph, it's brought in the Pesachei Tshuva, Chayshim Mishpat, Simrei Shayin Vav, Sivkot and Vav, whether, who owns it? Who owns it? You have to listen. But who owns it for whatever benefit can possibly come from it? Who's the Bible? Now we have a better source. And that's the Knesset HaGedayla. Knesset HaGedayla was a Talmud of Marit. The Knesset HaGedayla has a long tshuva on it. It's very unusual. It's printed in the Gilyan of the Shulchan Aruch, starting from page Reish Nun Gimel. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. 9, 10, 11 pages, 12 pages, an explanation of this endowment business. It carries over from Reish Nun Gimel to Reish Nun Tes. In the Gilead, they saw fit, the printers, to stick in this. This is a Knesset HaGedayla. Knesset HaGedayla had the following shaila. You have endowment money. The halacha is, money that belongs to a tzedakah, you're definitely allowed to lend with ribis derabanan. Ribis derabanan, they were not geyser on tzedakah money. The Yehuda writes in the tshuva, someone asked him, is it lechatzila? He writes in the tshuva, that's what I do with the assignment's money that was entrusted to me, is I lend it with ribis derabanan. And the Rajma holds even ribis derais. The Rajma holds that since it doesn't belong to a yachid, it's tzedakah money, even ribis derais is what the Knesset Gedol is apparently going with the Rajma, because he says even ribis derais. So he has the shaila, who owns the money? Is it tzedakah owns the money? Then I could do it by ribis. Or is there a human being that owns the money? It's an endowment that has specific tzavais. It belongs to tzedakah. Why can't Aniyim take it? So the question is, who it belongs to. I invite you to take time to go through it patiently. Not so clear. It sounds like a little bit like the dead man still owns it somehow. Dead people can't own anything in Dinei Chayshe Mishpat. But it sounds like somehow he has a long arm and still, I can't say he owns it, he's not alive, but sort of his will, his desire controls it. Before he died, he owned it. Okay, I'm talking when he wrote the Tzava to do it. I mean, if he was Magdish, he'll be the same Shiloh. Same Shiloh, he's alive. But why, if it's Tzedakah, why can't Aniyim take it?
It's Tzedakah
B'tnai.
All
right, so I hear. I don't know. No, it's in the endowment.
Where is it? Who is in control right now?
That's a good point. Who's in control right now? Sometimes this way, sometimes that way. I know somebody who has a will, who left a will with an endowment. The endowment to Torah Das happens to be, and left me as the gabbai. And I hope he lives a long life. I'm not looking for the excitement. He gave me instructions. I told him, I'm not listening to any instructions. You write on a piece of paper. You know, he gave me instructions, and he doesn't want the Keren should be forever until Mashiach comes. So I told him, I don't know how long the United States is going to last.
So
you have to ask him for instructions. I told this person to give me written instructions. He's a man in his 70s, so he gave me written instructions, and then he calls me every once in a while to change it. I told him, nothing doing. You write it down. If you don't write it down, I'm not responsible. That's all. It's going to be very hard, though. What do you do? If he leaves the money, what account do you put it in? You can't put it in the yeshiva account. They're going to raid it every once in a while, Just going to borrow. They never said, they're going to raid it. Endowment funds don't really last. That's just the way it is. I want to tell you, it's interesting. In the Michtam Eliyo, he brings, and Chafetz Chaim was asked about an endowment. A rich man wanted to make an endowment. The Michtam Eliyo writes, don't make endowments. That's Chafetz Chaim said. Don't make endowments. The money's not going to last. That's what he writes. Don't make endowments. Give it to tzedakah. I always wondered the Chafetz Chaim meant with his Ruach HaKodesh, the Holocaust was coming, and so he wrote, don't make endowments. Give it. Well, he meant this like as a halacha psuka. Endowments are not good ideas. We find in the Paiskim this idea, and especially someone who Le'aleinu doesn't have any Yarshim, any from. Yarshim surviving him, so he wants something should remain. So I don't know. I don't know how to interpret it. It's in the Mishnah Eliyahu, a letter from the Chafetz Chaim, and yeah.
Maybe they need them with the endowment. That's how to say that the Divrei Emes controls. It's close. Why is
the
law? He says, I want this money going
to this. So then his interest should control rather than his desire. In other words, we should give to whatever is the biggest chus from there rather than what he wanted.
So,
okay, all right. This is all a big sisuch and echray. Noi Yehuda's psak is that the yarshim don't inherit tayvas hanoah. His psak alone is difficult. In Chayshim Mishpat, it says we pass in tayvas hanoah lav mamon. Those even remember from the Gemara, it's in the six or seven places in Shas. So machleik is tayvas hanoah mamon lav mamon. Chayshim Mishpat it says tayvas hanoah lav mamon. Ain adam mayrish tayvas hanoah labanav. A person who has a tayvas hanoah in something, his children don't yarshim it. So the Nevi Yehuda says that the children don't yarshin a say in the endowment. He writes, Afal Pikain, you should be miayitz with them. He says you should still be miayitz with them and try to get some of their input into the Shakla V'Tarya. So that's his his bottom line psak. It's a big problem because in your day we pass him Tevis Anoi is Mamin. It's a whole tumult in how we pass in the Tevis Anoi is Mamin. So it's like anything. If you influence someone to become from, you don't own him. But whatever comes from it is the schus of the person. So if you set up an endowment, whatever remains is the person's schus, even if he doesn't have Mishon. The schusim, I'm not worried. There's plenty. He gets all the schusim. He created it. Kyle is only ownership. What? But the question is, after he dies, if the Kol Mishana applies. That's the question. Okay. I don't know. We'll have to figure it out. Okay, we'll continue. Sivav. I'm here two more Sundays in Yitzhak Hashem. The third Sunday.